I'm gonna go from an overdose, and then in my 40s, I'm gonna be like, I'll probably eat a burger and fucking die on the toilet.
Yeah, it does get sad when you get closer to the halfway point.
I was thinking about how in my 20s I was like, I was like, everything is like always bad and everything is against me all the time. And now in the 30s, it's like, yeah, everything's always bad and against me.
Yeah. Yeah. And then 40s, you're going to go like, you're just going to be like, everything's bad. Where are we going today? You know, it's like kind of a more positive thing. I'm excited for my
40s and 50s. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to peak at 68. My dad just hit fucking 68 or something. And I said to him, I think I like hurt his feelings. Cause I went, wow, you're closer to 100 than you are to 20. Jesus Christ, man.
You said that?
Yeah. I don't know. I thought, it was a thought that came out. So I just said it.
I was talking to my mom and she was like, yeah, I mean, I was like, what do you think about getting older? And she was like, I mean, I just want to like set you kids up with something for when I die. And I lost it. I totally broke down crying. And she was like, oh fuck. Oh, here we go. And she was like, it's fine. She was like, I've been around so long. And then she was like, by the time I die, realistically, you'll be 60. And I was like, okay, that's pretty old. Yeah, that's fine. You can go then. I mean, I was like, this is not as I was thinking about it. And I was like, if she's 60, she's like just about to die. And she was like, Jordan, I'm probably going to be around for another 30 years. And I was like, fuck. Yeah. I just spin you into a fucking spiral of, you could see her just being like, man, am I about to die? And I was like, oh, fuck, I fucked up.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Anytime somebody is older than me, I always say something wildly inappropriate. I would have said the same thing here.
Do you remember the first time you like actually made your parents sad and you were like, ah, my words have consequences to these people?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I was like single digits too. I was fucking rude as hell as a kid. And I'm pretty sure I remember my mom crying and being like, she's so mean. And I was like, oh shit.
Dude.
My bad. Dude,
one time I was always fighting with my mom in high school. And you know, because I'm a badass.
Yeah.
Fuck
you, and, mom. You got divorced. I'm going to take it out on you.
Yeah. You ruined my life because of something bad that happened to you.
Yeah.
So I said to her, I went, this is why me and my Stephanie, my sister, I go, this is why me and Stephanie like dad better. And she just went silent, went into the kitchen, grabbed a butcher knife, put it to her wrist and went, is this what you want? Is this what you want from me? Oh, and I was like, gosh. I don't even know how to react to that. How do you even know? No.
You're through the floorboards. You apparently become a guy who gets haircuts like that is what happens. That's
funny. Funny. Yeah. Well, at least someone in this chat's hair looks good.
Huh? I know. I look really good today. Not going to lie. Yeah, I feel like I was really rude to my mom when I was in high school. Especially if they get divorced, you blame it all on her. Even if your dad cheated, you're like, he cheated because you were fucking ugly. You know that, right?
Oh my God. Yeah.
So it was, I'm pretty sure the divorce was like all my mom's doing. But I was still fucking rude as hell to her.
The divorce was all my dad's doing.
Yeah.
All of it. And I'm still like, Dad, you fucking rule, man. And he sucks,
you
too.
Got that puss. You got that puss, bro.
Get that puss, dude. They both suck.
Yeah.
What a fucking nightmare. Yeah, nah, they're all right. They're all right, people.
Yeah, I guess.
My parents' divorce was, entirely my dad's fault. And I was so mean to him about it all the time. My thing was like, I would be like, yeah, no wonder my mom became gay because you're a stupid little bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then you high-five your friend who doesn't talk behind you. You go, I high-five. The only thing that person says, you tell him, Jordan.
Yeah.
High-five.
Yeah, I high-fived just a little melon that I have a face painted on.
Yeah.
It was not – I remember saying that shit and my dad just being like, get out of the car. And me being like, we're going 60 miles an hour. And him being like, I don't give a fuck.
Tuck and roll. Did you jump? Did you jump out?
No, I didn't jump. Hey, welcome to the podcast, you guys. With us today is Child of Divorce. 3-inch long on the top, Brendan Sagato. Say hi, Brendan.
Yo.
What's up, bitches?
What's How up, are you guys?
Oh, shit. I haven't been recording.
It says recording.
No, I am recording.
Yeah, it says recording in the corner, you little fucking so-and-so.
Sagalo was on a podcast the other day where he talked for a really long time and was fucking on the whole time. And then the guy was like, all right, ready to start recording?
Hate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hate. I hate when you go to a podcast.
It's a manipulative tactic to get you to hang, which is not okay.
I hate it.
So manipulative. I do not want to hang out with you. I'm done doing fucking podcasts of people that I don't know unless you do fucking numbers, dude. Because, you know, it's such a fucking comic thing for us to do to be like, you got to say yes to everything. You never know. Even if there's four listeners here, that's four more people that are going to buy my album. Yeah. And this guy just kept fucking... First of all, he did that thing where I was zipping and zapping for 25 minutes. I was on. More on than you should be. You know what I mean? You know when you do some randos podcast and you're like, yeah, man, whatever. And I'm like, let me give this. Let's fucking go. I feel good. And then he did the, oh, that's good. We'll talk about that when we start recording. And I
Oh my God. I would have lost my shit.
And then we're at an hour, so I start going, you know, I'm like, my mouth hurts from trying to keep a smile and everything. And then he's going, I'm going like, yeah, so, you know, yeah, so that's like it, I guess. You know, I felt like at the end of therapy where I'm like, all right, well, I'll see you next week. And he kept going. He's like, yeah. So he's like, that's good. It's good. Anyway, so I was at the mall. You would not believe that. And he just kept the fucking conversation going. And it was brutal.
Until long after the podcast should have ended, you're saying?
No. He just kept it going. I feel bad.
Yeah, when you hit that hour mark with a pod with someone and you don't know if it's ending soon or not, and you get really hungry and your blood sugar starts to get super low,
you guys have to get watches. If you go like this, people will be like, oh, it's 20 more minutes. And then you
can I got a Michael Kors right here, baby. Who do I think I am?
Michael Kors himself. The watch thing doesn't always work. There's too many autistic people in the scene. They see it as, oh, she's checking to see and excited about how much time we're doing.
No, I ended the podcast. I went, all right, thanks for having me. Like, he was like in the middle of something, and he literally went like this. He went, oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Check out Brendan's album, blah, blah, blah. I was like, dude, how long were you ready to go?
I wonder, do people think that they'll just record for 2 hours and see what, you know what I mean? And like cut it down. What do they think is happening?
Everyone thinks they're Joe Rogan or Marc Maron, because I'll go into podcasts with no structure. And of course, the first thing they say is, I just like a free convo. So it's not really structured. It's just like you. And you're like, oh, fuck off.
But we don't know each other. I do not like you. How is it? It's not free. I am held into and contained into a stranger's fucking space. This is way less freeing than you just being like, here's a list of things we're going through. It's a nightmare.
I would much rather have a structured podcast on a topic I know nothing about than them being like, so why don't you just talk? Tell me everything.
Sucks. Fuck off. They're like, we just kind of hang and whatever.
Shut the fuck up.
Like, I don't have time to hang out with you and your fucking drug addict friends in your garage. I hate this.
How is Brendan Gay's podcast? Fun?
So much fun.
I told you, fucking, it's my podcast.
Dude, he's so much fun. He's so interested in you. You know what I mean? So I'm going off and he's
Okay. Yes, you should.
He goes, what kind of snacks do you like? And I go, I don't know, man. I'm trying to fucking lose weight and not die. And he's like, so I get a bunch of Oreos. And then he's like, what kind of drinks do you like? And I go, well, I'm not drinking as well. So coffee. I went, get me iced coffee. He couldn't get the iced coffee. So he gets the 20-gram fucking sugar Starbucks thing. And it's 9 o'clock at night. And I was up till 4 in the morning just fucking playing a fake piano in front of my face. I was started going like this.
Yeah.
Using your toes.
Yeah.
When me and Roland went on it, it was like, he was like, what do you want? And I the same thing happened to me. I was like, pretzels. Like, those are low calorie. I am going to fucking overeat my face off if any snacks are out. So let's just do pretzels. I get there, he gets yogurt covered like sugar pretzels.
Dude, he got that too. I was so happy. He got the vanilla yogurt
ones. Yeah, like, the worst things that you could ever eat. So, and then Mike was like, I'm trying not to drink, like, let's not get any booze. Just gets all booze. Mike gets fucking hammered on the podcast. Hammered. And it's like on like day three of something of trying not to drink. It was insane. But it was a really fun podcast. It flowed.
It's very fun. It flows. I can't believe we were eating on it. He would ask me a question. And I'm like,
that was crazy.
Well, so, you know, well, let me tell you what's going on in the community.
Yeah.
And also, and I made fun of him for this, so I feel comfortable saying this. He has a picture of Andrew Schultz in the room.
Oh, yes, he has a picture
of Andrew Schultz on the wall.
I've seen that. That's all I know about his podcast is on his wall. And I think there's one of Andrew Santino, isn't there?
Yeah.
That's
so fucking cool. Queefy,
can I do
dude.
It virtual I said, instead?
I said to him, I go, oh, what is like, is this like Schultz's like side studio or something? He goes, no, yeah. I just like him. I think he's, I'm a fan of him. And I went, get that off right now.
Ugh. When I saw Jordan and Mike were there, I thought Jordan and Mike were doing Flagrant podcast. I literally was like, what the fuck? Because of the
like,
photo.
What are you doing? Where are you? But Brendan also like Mike just
I'm gonna put a picture of Robbie Slowick up in my house.
Insane. Yeah. But Mike went to Austin and Brendan like was like, yeah, you can just live in my house. I won't be there. Just stay there as long as you want. So I mean
he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a really fucking nice guy and that studio is nice. He has he just does stand up in Austin and then just comes here for whatever
he just makes me feel good. He got me into a mode where I was just waxing poetic about stand-up, which I always walk away from going, oh, what kind of douchebag am I? Yeah. You know what I mean? But I'm going like, this is what you got to do, man. Yeah. I'm like, nobody fucking does this. So if you do this, blah, blah, blah. I sounded like such a fucking dildo.
But he like pushes that shit forward where he's like, no, this is totally normal. This is totally normal. Yeah. Proceed to educate.
Yeah. I mean, he looks at you like he's like.
Yeah.
He's like so into it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
It's a great podcast. It's fun. Maddie, have you done any good podcasts recently?
Nothing crazy. I'm trying to think. No.
How do you feel about when strangers hit you up to do their podcasts? Do you do them?
You know what is like the telltale sign of a smaller scene guy doing a podcast is the emails that are like, so long and they say we've had all these comics on, we've had here's the structure, we've been written up in Cleveland's best podcast.
I like that though. I
prefer like an Instagram the email. I had one guy email me, my agent, my manager, all the same email and message me on Instagram. Oof. And I was like, take a fucking chill. It was literally Christmas Eve too. And so I went in more negative than positive because I knew this guy was just fucking so annoying. And so I feel like it makes me more annoyed when they do like that long email that's like, we've been written up in San Diego's top 500 podcasts of all time. I would prefer an Instagram message in my
opinion. I want somebody to be like, here's the topic. And then I can decide if it's a topic that I like or not. You know what I mean? Just like, here's the topic of the podcast. Do you want to do it or not?
I mean, topic, no topic, whatever. Just tell me who do I know that did this podcast so I don't have to answer you. I can call them. I can go, how was this? Did it push the numbers up for you a little bit? Mm-hmm. Just tell me who did it and I'll do it. I'll do the podcast. But somebody, I'm looking at a message right now. So I get this message. This was like before the album was coming out. So I'm doing all this work and not really paying attention to loose messages from random people. So this guy asked me to do his podcast. I didn't see it. And then literally like 3 days later, he goes, Brendan, I've recently heard you check your message requests. And sure, we are a podcast with only 200 followers, but you're not seeing our Tumblr. We would still love to have you on at any point. Just let us know. It's like,
What? They yucky. Recently?
Yuck, 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 yuck.
Well, it sounds like they really like you. That's kind of flattering, though.
Sure. Yes, it's all flattering. I'm very happy that.
We recently heard you check your messages. That's what
I never said on a podcast I check my messages. I do, but
maybe it's a bit. God, and also the podcasters who aren't comics doing these bits, just insane.
Boo.
So it's very tough.
I actually did a good one a couple weeks ago for a girl who was in India, and she was telling about the comedy scene in India, and she said if you do jokes about the government or God, you'll go to jail. And she was like asking, she didn't know like how American stand-up works, and she was like, has anyone in America ever gotten to jail for like a joke? And I was like, and we talked about like cancel culture there, and it's actually real. So
yeah. This one's so funny, because then you have comics here being like, if I'm not allowed to say cunt without being written up in a blog, then fuck my life. And they're over there like, we can't even say God without our heads being cut off.
We can't talk about women. We can't talk about sex. We can't talk even just like government stuff. Everyone's identity here is like making fun of Trump. You would go to fucking jail.
Was she a comedian?
Yeah, I think she's a comic.
Wow. And she didn't really talk about it. She would get arrested, like pulled. I mean, that's crazy. What about, okay, speaking of cancel culture, Maddie.
Wait, can I just say one thing before we move on to cancel culture? I'll allow it. Did I ever tell you guys the name for the comedy club I want to open up in India?
What is it?
The Taj Mahal.
What's like LOL? Like LOL?
Oh, yeah. Nice,
you
nice.
Fucking
nice,
you
nice.
Idiots.
What in,
you
wait,
dumb
what,
dumbs.
It's what not, you we're doing? Not fucking dumb for you not reacting to your black ass
you idiot. Dumb dumb. You
why
dumb, dumb
you
idiots.
Why wouldn't you do the Taj Mahal?
Yeah.
Instead
what?
Of Taj
yeah.
Mahal.
No, the Taj
Mahal. Ha.
I think it just needs to be Taj Mahal.
It's
guys. Taj Mahal. No, is, absolutely.
It's Taj Mahal.
Taj Mahal.
That's got to go, first
maybe
of all.
Taj Mahal, yeah. But not
no.
Taj Mahal.
Because it's called the Taj Mahal, right?
I get it, but it's not spelled the same. Ha.
Taj, Taj Mahal. Okay.
Taj
all right. We figured it out. When are we going to start the podcast?
We're just like hanging for an hour.
Okay, sorry. You won't understand what I'm saying, but Maddie, Chris stepping away from The Bachelorette or The Bachelor for cancel culture. Mm. How do you feel about it?
I know about it. No, of course I know about it. I talked about it on my podcast. We talked about it this week.
Should I leave?
Yeah.
He had to after what he did.
What did he do? Can you tell me what he exactly did?
I am not saying he had to as if it like bothered me a lot, but he of course said some stupid ass white dude shit. I'm only annoyed because hosting The Bachelor is literally the easiest job in the world. And yeah. You fucked it up another day. Another guy fucks up with a stupid podcast. Don't go on podcasts.
Yeah,
if you have the easiest job on network TV. They ruin
making
people.
So much money. Like you are the, it's so insane.
It's so insane.
He went on a podcast and he was like, this is basically a witch hunt kind of thing.
No, it was a little bit different than that. Chris Harrison, so there's a contestant on The Bachelorette, and some old photos of her came up where she was at a plantation party in 2018, a party where you dress as slave owners, like antebellum type of
what?
Stuff.
What?
It's super, like, southern, like, it's like a plantation era party, okay? And so
Rachel, who might win.
Whatever happened to just 80s parties?
Literally, toga parties even.
Yeah.
And so the photos came up and Chris Harrison goes on a podcast hosted by one of the Black Bachelorettes. And he says, was the photo bad in 2018 or was it bad in 2021? As right. if like 2018 was so long ago. And if only through the lens of Black Lives Matter of 2020,
yeah.
is that a bad photo? And it's like, no, actually that was bad at any point. So. Yeah.
That would be bad in 91.
Literally. So I think he was thinking, he's seen all this news about like, oh, was blackface like different? It was a different time when 30 Rock came out. But 2018 was literally 2 years ago. So
it's so crazy.
So
he's
kind of
stepping down.
Yeah.
He's fully
wow.
stepping down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is basically because he's the only, he's the best part of the whole show. But that girl, Rachel, who was at the antebellum party, I think is going to win. It's a black
Stuart and I. Stuart and I were hypothesizing that the reason he went so hard for her is because she ends up winning. And so he has to like defend the winner and try to make her look better. But we don't know that. But if the Black Bachelor goes for her, he's going to be excommunicated from
the Black Bachelor.
Executed.
Yeah, the Bachelor.
Yeah.
You guys talk about The Bachelor every episode?
No.
No, oh, but we both watch it.
Just when you have someone on that you know doesn't watch it?
Listen, we just had to do a quick update. It's really big news, and I'm really bad with keeping up with it, and Maddie's good at it, so I just had to know, and I watched it last night, so shut the fuck up, okay? Now do you want to talk about something that I know nothing about?
No. Yeah, let's talk about being obese. Let's go, Brendan. Come on, tell us all about it.
Well, it's a very fun experience. My arteries are filled with mint cookies.
Oh, that sounds good, though. Mm-hmm. For Valentine's Day, Andrew got me those Baked by Melissa. Actually, Brendan, I think, did we go there with Lucian once? Were you there? We went to Baked by Melissa. They have these
Baked by Melissa
cookies.
Is so good. Oh, yeah, we did go there.
No calories, too, because they're so small.
Yeah.
And so.
So you can have 200 of them. And there's.
So they got these. So I had those for Valentine's Day, and one of them was mint chocolate. It was so fucking good.
Oh, that's a good one. My favorite one is the Oreo one.
Yeah, cookie dough is good too.
What are they? Truffles?
No, it's tiny cupcakes. They're literally this big.
You would think they're truffles, by the way. I'm pig smelling them out whenever I walk by one.
They're prized in Italy. Mm. Is it the white truffle? Only in season in November, Baked by Melissa.
I've been trying not to eat sugar, but somebody, Ethan, has like this like pie in the freezer, and for some reason I think that it like doesn't count if I eat it inside the freezer.
Yeah, if it's it never really leaves the fridge, then it never happened.
It's not okay.
Have you ever been like... What? You ever like not borrow, but you ever like take something of your roommates because you're like, oh fuck, and then that just becomes a habit, and you're like, oh, they're not gonna notice a little bit of floss or whatever, and then you just keep doing it, and you run out, and you're like, they're gonna notice this.
Yeah, I got confronted once.
What, really?
One time in college, we were all super high, and someone confronted me for eating his granola, and I was so high. And I was like, Robert is never going to forgive me. He confronted me for eating his fucking granola. And I had to be like, yeah, I have been eating it. Like,
how did he know? Was it all over your shirt and pants?
I was like, how do you, what? The bag went from like 10 pounds to 1 pound in like 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to, if Ethan buys whipped cream, I kill the bottle and then I have to go get a new one. And then I kill I mean, it just is a never ending rotation of me just buying myself whipped cream.
Something that's so psychotic that I think about doing all the time because I'm afraid that my roommates are using my shampoo and shit is I'm like, maybe I should piss in this bottle and just see if they start smelling like piss.
There was somebody who came into a container. Who was that? Somebody I know came into a bottle of face wash because they knew their roommate was using it. I forgot who that was.
It's no one I know.
No, it wasn't you, Maddie? Fuck.
No.
It was me. I did it.
You have to come first. to be able to get the come.
You think your freaky roommates, Brendan, are using your shit?
No. But I'm paranoid that they are.
Your roommates are nuts. Your living scenario is so fucking weird. It's like you leave your room and it's like a David Lynch episode. Nobody talks to each other. They're just looming around like they're on tracks on the ground, like rotating slowly.
Yeah,
that's most roommate situations though in New York. That's most roommate situations.
Sorry, we can't all be roommates with our best friends.
Sorry, we can't all be new girl.
Yeah.
We are the new girl. We are. Every time me and Mike watch that show, we're like, God,
get out. I wear glasses.
Bangs.
It's so not, you know what's nice having Mike not here? Now me and Ethan can just talk shit about him all day.
Hell yeah.
I've just taken over Mike's bedroom. It's great.
This is the difference between that situation and my situation. If I talk shit with my roommates, it could have severe consequences. Like, we can build animosity and resentment towards the other one, and then something can happen. Like, you know, you guys are just talking shit about friends. You're like, don't you hate when blah, blah, blah. Yeah. To me, it's like, we got to get rid of this guy.
Like, killing?
It's Survivor.
Huh? Yeah, it becomes Survivor.
Wait, did they like each other?
We're all content. That's just what
you
it
didn't
is.
Even, hey. when I was over at your house the other day, you didn't even say hello to they. We were
yes, I did.
Looming around, they like.
I went. That's what it's like, Jordan.
Just understand.
That's what it's like. You walk in, you go like this. This is my impression of me every time anyone is in my kitchen that isn't me.
Okay, I'll describe it for the... Okay, Brandon is standing up. He put the microphone on the chair. He's walking in. He's looking at the computer. He just does a slight nod and walks away. Okay, well, that's fucking
pathological.
I don't think it's pathological. That's every apartment situation I've had.
I've never lived with strangers.
Yeah. Strangers. You wait in your room until they're back in their room.
Yes. I do that with non-strangers. I wait for my fucking friends who I love.
Yeah.
If you want to eat something and you want to like make food or whatever in the kitchen and they're in the kitchen making food, you don't eat that night.
Yeah.
You go, I don't want a conversation night? With
yeah. I've had shit in my stomach for 3 days waiting for them to
get out of the kitchen and bathroom. Like jars of pee in their room because they don't want to talk to their roommates because they don't want to go through it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I haven't peed in my room or anything. That's fucking disgusting. Yeah, but I've found new places to pee. Like that's all I'll say.
Yeah.
Let's just say that. And it's called roommate shampoo bottles.
No, but I'll like go outside or go into the sink or something like that.
Yeah. God, we're so fucked up. Going outside instead of
Yeah. Ladies, we only have 10 more minutes. I've never been on a Zoom thing where the person hasn't paid for the unlimited.
It's never cut me off before.
Oh, what are we going to do?
Are we just having too much fun, you think?
Well, I think they heard you talk at the beginning about podcasts that go too long. So Zoom said, we'll put a countdown.
Right, Maddie? We've never had that come up.
No. So what do we do? Do we have to start another one?
I'll just deal with it right now.
I mean, you'll deal with it right now? What are you going to do?
You're going to
call up Zoom and threaten them?
No, I'm going to hit the goddamn upgrade button. There's an upgrade button that says upgrade. Why?
Okay.
But what was I going to... Maddie, what happened... Tell me
the time is giving me, I'm getting chills seeing that time go down, going, upgrade it, get to it. You know, I'd be fucking racing to do it.
It's crazy that it gave us a countdown.
I feel like I'm on a game show.
Well, I'm going to do
What's the name of the game show?
Impractical Yokers.
impossible Pranksters.
Oh.
Oh.
Only in India.
At the Taj Mahal. And here's an Egyptian one that I just thought of just right now. I don't know if this will work though. No, something about camel comics.
Wow, that was fully freaked out. Jesus Christ, Adela, I can't believe you went for it.
What?
Camel comics?
I don't know. You know, Camlocks?
Humps. My humps, pyramids.
The great straight white geyses.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Aaron Berg.
Yeah, it's all Aaron Berg style comedy.
White lives matter.
This guy went to the pyramids, and he shit on a black guy. What?
You shave your box? Zoom shit.
You shave your box.
You ever fuck a black guy?
Oh, I'm uncomfortable. Anyway. You're uncomfortable? Definitely not then. Anyway. So, Brendan, how's your core? We usually ask our guests
what
their core's like. We're coming on a year. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I think I'm thriving, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Just released an album.
I'm going to therapy more than ever. My therapist did cancel this week though, so I'm having a little bit of an issue.
They can't do that.
What if I said that to him? Hey, sorry, man. I can't see you this week. We're gonna have to move to next. Whoa!
You should kill yourself to show him. You should kill yourself to prove a point.
He wouldn't care. He'd be like, yeah, of course that guy.
He'd be like, where else am I going to make $200 every week? Got to get a new client.
$200?
$200.
Yeah, he wishes I paid $200.
How much do you pay?
I pay him in Snapple facts. So if he doesn't have a Snapple fact, I go, did you have number 67 yet? And he goes, no, thank you. All right, put start it. Talking.
Open
up. Telling you how much I pay my therapist, you little fucking nosy Nelly.
I pay nothing.
Wow.
Really? Why do you go to one of those college therapists, people, like a student?
Yeah, I go to like when you get a haircut from a student.
Yeah.
No, I'm just on poor people insurance, so it's free.
Wow, good for you. My therapist isn't he doesn't take insurance because he's a what are those called? It's like, what's the other word for therapists?
Scam artist.
No. Oh fuck, it's gonna kill me, man.
Licensed clinical social worker,
social worker. He's a social worker. Okay. So he's like pay as you go. But that first meeting where he's like, so what can you do? And you have to be like, you know, you're trying to do like a business transaction, and I'm like, I don't want to insult the guy.
Yeah. What if I gave you 15 to start, and then if you help me in my career, I'll give you a little bit more every week.
How about a nice little hug? Can I hug you after every session?
It is awkward when they ask what you can do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm still trying to do this thing. It's really hard. Brandon,
I know we can see the timer going down. I feel like a bomb is about to go
don't
off.
Don't tell me what time
it's at. Instead of it been going off this entire episode.
But I feel like I'm back at March Madness round one.
Dude, last time I did March Madness, I got cut off, and I just in front of everybody, I just went fuck, like I was in the middle of a fucking joke, and it went like.
The music, the saxophone music. I hate that competition more than anything in the world.
It's for fucking. It's such a weird competition because you don't know when to be like, should I never do this again? There's a certain point in your career where you go, okay, I'm past March Madness. But it's so weird because you don't know, because you're like, if I win this, it could be fucking. That's like a big thing.
But if you get out the first round and you're 8 years into comedy,
God. I've been there.
We'll be there again.
It also depends on who you lose to. Like, I lost to someone who's really funny. So I was like, okay. But if you lose to, like, I don't know, Maddie Smith or something, it's like, Jesus Christ.
Wow. Embarrassing. Embarrassing. I lost to Jeffrey Asmus last year, the day after his friend died. So I felt okay.
Oh, God. So... must have been really funny. I remember when I did New York's Funniest, and they announced the winner, and then they made us all come up and take a picture on stage in front of everybody while also just like everyone lost.
Right.
You know, it's like everyone. It's like all of us are like you know, fucking arms crossed, mean faced, and then just,
to be
just
here.
Tyler Fisher just being like holding his check already.
Oh my God. Did Tyler Fisher win last year? No, he won the...
Yes. You know what? Annoying that Tyler Fisher, if he lost, would have still been happy because he's happy no matter what. They should give it to someone who's depressed. He's always happy.
The
people who are on the panel of judges are so fucking old that they just choose the last person who went up because...
Exactly. That's actually where I had a bonding moment with Roland. We were both on that.
You both did really good.
Really well. Superman does good.
Oh, Superman that hoe. So what's the vibe? So I can't focus right now because now
I know. I'm trying. Just
We have 2 minutes before the whole thing explodes.
No, don't tell me. It's
2 minutes and 33 seconds.
Why don't we just close and start another one?
I want to see how this I want to see how this, what happens. I want to see if Jordan could do this on time. Cut the red wire.
Oh, fuck. This is hard. I'm going. I'm in the payment screen, tell you what.
How much do you have to pay?
I don't know.
Do they take your Amazon gift cards?
Do they take Burger King gift cards?
Burger King sounds so good.
I get Burger King so much, it's a problem.
We got it the way home for my birthday. Or Halloween or something?
What the fuck?
I can't believe you even remember that. You were fucking... That was your birthday.
Blackout.
You were fucking done. I have to make
this. I have to buy the Zoom.
Less than a minute. It doesn't even say any number. It says less than a minute.
I think we should just start another one and finish off the pod with another one.
Of course, that's what's going to happen. We're going to start another one. But I really want to just see if Jordan can fucking pull this off in time. Because if she does, do you know how fucking...
Listen to me. It's going to charge $150. Absolutely not.
No. Let's just fucking go. Okay, I'll look for the email, you little so-and-sos. But how cool would it have been if you did it in time?
Okay, recording. We're back.
What time does it normally give you?
We have never had that happen before.
Yeah.
That's just goes to show we're having a lot of fun.
Usually we go for like an hour, but
that wasn't even like 45 minutes. It was like 50 minutes. When do we start?
40. It gives you 40 minutes.
50 is greater than 45.
Maybe it just gives you a certain amount of time and then it get, you know what I mean? Like, and then after X amount of months, it doxes your ass.
Yeah.
Maddie going, looking just straight into the ground and going, 50 is larger than 45.
FYI.
Very good. That's very good.
That's because Brendan said that wasn't even 45 minutes. That was like 50 minutes.
No.
Yeah, that is what you said. That is what you said. Good point.
No. I said, fuck you.
Huh? Do another act out.
Oh, don't turn on me. Don't turn on me, everyone. Please. We're having such a good time. What happened in those 2 minutes? We weren't there. You go, okay, if you fucking work, Brendan's going to come back and we're going to treat him like shit, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to be rude as fuck.
Maddie, how was your Valentine's Day with Andrew?
It was good. We ate a lot of pizza. Andrew tried to order a heart-shaped pizza. Here's what happened. We went to Joe's. He said, heart-shaped? And the guy said, yeah. And then Andrew freaked out in Joe's because he thought, I looked like a pussy just now. I cannot believe I just ordered a heart-shaped pizza.
He had a panic attack about that?
Everyone in the place said, he's like, everyone thinks I'm a pussy. And then the pizza came out. It was a circle. They didn't even hear him say heart-shaped. So he freaked out.
Why would he possibly think that they would be able to give him a heart-shaped pizza?
Everyone can do a heart-shaped pizza.
People do that.
Oh, it's a thing that's done? Okay.
Yeah, but also, why would he be a pussy if it's Valentine's Day? It's not like he's walking in on a random Tuesday and going, can I get a Valentine's Day? Can I get a heart-shaped pizza, please?
I also feel like on Valentine's Day, there's a mutual understanding between men with the bears and the roses flowers and the hearts. There's a mutual understanding. You do this to get the puss.
That's so weird. I mean,
you guys think men are constantly thinking like we're in a new era. Everybody is sensitive. Okay, if I ordered a fucking heart-shaped pizza, every guy would go, okay, I get that. They'd be like, oh, he likes her. He wouldn't be like, yeah, he's getting some fucking clam. Maddie, not
it's
everybody
totally
is from the Goodfellas movie.
Yeah.
I told him no one gives a fuck.
Like, turned and was like, a heart-shaped pizza? What the fuck? I didn't know we were letting gays in here.
Yeah. What's next, homo? You're going to get a tampon-shaped gyro?
That sounds pretty good, actually.
Did he spin out? Like, did he actually spin out? Or was he like...
He was just like, oh, I feel like that was the lamest thing I've ever done in my life. Oh, and then it wasn't even a heart-shaped pizza.
That's the lamest thing I've ever done in my life. Cut to him hours later being like, okay, boys, I'm on. Let's, where are we dropping?
Age of Empires, here are we. Oh, my console's a little broken. But I was super thankful that it was circle, because circle means more pizza. Heart-shaped pizzas, you lose a lot of mass.
I think you lose just one slice because you have to, you know, circle and then you have to.
Well, that's one slice less for
really
me.
Really cute to do a heart-shaped pizza, though. I'm very impressed. Wait, do they make the dough into a heart shape or do they just cut a circle into a heart?
I think they make the dough into the heart.
Oh, that's very cute.
Yeah.
It is cute.
But otherwise, just ate a lot of chocolate.
Me and Brendan had a whack show that we had
a show.
It wasn't that bad.
I thought it wasn't that bad though. I came into it with incredible everyone thinks I'm gay, like Siobhan energy. I was like, this is gonna suck. You know, I sat down, I was like, fuck. I don't want to fucking do this. And it wasn't too bad. It was
The mistake of doing it in the same room, and there was only one microphone, so it was just me and Brendan.
That wasn't a mistake. That was fun.
Fighting over a microphone, being like, it's my turn to get a joke, and it's my turn to be like, right after I do this fucking one.
But that's really funny, because... a podcast or a show?
Say my thing, because a couple of days ago, Jordan said, and I'm not going to say this verbatim, but she went, the way we handled that microphone thing was so good.
Yeah, well.
There was no fighting. You said, sometimes you fight for it. There was no fighting. In front of your phone.
Why were you both on the mic? So what kind of show was this if you were both on the mic?
What would you call it? A variety show? They had like this sex woman on to like answer sex questions, and comedians had to talk about porn and stuff. It was a little bizarre. The sex woman was so weird. She kept just being like... She was like, okay, next question. Is this bigger than a genital or not?
She picked up a scotch tape.
It was insane. Thing. Like, she'd be like, is this bigger than a genital? And we were like,
yeah.
In a weird planet where with huge dick, I don't fucking know. And she'd be like, no, genitals aren't bigger than this.
Awful.
And like, yeah, what is happening?
She picked up like wipe cleaners, like a thing of like sterile wipe cleaners, and goes, is this bigger than a genital? And she went, actually, no. And I went, well, that's not true, because I've seen porn with fucking dudes' dicks that went down to their goddamn ankles.
Yeah.
So that's not true at all. You Ursula looking fucking.
Oh, man, she's Ursula. And she was it was a very weird Valentine's Day show. You know what they should do? They should be like, we're going to do this Valentine's Day show virtual to deal with COVID. Can everybody please put like a sheet behind them or have a certain style of lighting? Because what happens is you just go in and it's depressed comedians in like dank lighting, and it looks like shit, and it's fucking weird.
Yeah, Eagle was doing it at what felt like he wasn't even looking at the camera the entire time. He was sitting like this.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So that's how we spent Valentine's Day, it wasn't so bad. That's why I couldn't do that show at New York, which sucked. But,
Well, New York Comedy Club was popping because all the couples was out. Every Valentine's Day pops off because all the couples are just excited to be out, and it's all happy.
It is one of the best days to do stand-up.
Totally. People are in love. They're laughing. The girls
don't laugh at anything. You're just anything. They're getting hammered. And it's not like St. Patrick's Day where they're too hammered, mm-hmm. where like hammered is the idea of the holiday.
Right.
Because
right.
That's the worst time.
It's all about love. It's about love and loving.
About love, baby.
Mm-hmm. His hands on her thigh. She's getting wet. They're going to fuck for the one time this year. They're getting excited.
All right, Maddie, what are you hosting a show right now? Come on.
Maddie, here I am.
Yeah, let's go.
She starts playing Barry White behind her.
You'll never find someone who loves you.
I'm getting ready for my cruise sip stint. Not a lot of comics going after the cruises, so I'm going to be the first one in line.
The clubs are all fucking couples right now. They're all handsy-ass couples that are all over each other.
There's no single people because... Never. Every time I get into, like, my act right now is very much, like, about dating and all that shit. You know, really, really drawing the line, like, really reinventing the wheel here.
Richard Pryor over here.
Yeah, sorry. But I look around and I'm just like, no one's single. Nobody here. Everyone here is with a fucking couple.
And if they are single, they're drunk as fuck. Every time it's like single women together or like group of friends, they're hammered out of their brains because they have nothing else to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I guessed somebody had coke on them the other night. I was like, this chick definitely has coke. And then I just kept moving, you know, like a hack. And and then after the show, Joe, the manager at New York Comedy Club, was like, yeah, that chick offered me coke. She was like, she actually had coke.
Okay, you also guessed a dude's name the other night. How about
I'm fucking good at this.
Brendan, let me ask you this. Are you filming your sets? Because that could be good for the clips.
This is my manager talking to me.
That could be really good clips.
Oh, no, I want an audition at the Cellar. You know this.
It could be really good for the Instagram, even YouTube.
Yeah, I know. I mean, say what you want about my act, but 10 years in, you could really fucking guess someone's name.
Yeah.
You guess that's one skill. Like, what is your name, Zach? And he was like, mm-hmm.
I went, you got a fucking white name. You're like Kyle or Zach. And everyone in the room, it was like, it was for that this girl's birthday party. Yeah. So she knew everyone there. That was such a good feeling when I guessed that and everyone in the room went, yeah, they all knew.
It was like
God status.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Because then you have a couple of minutes where you can get laughs just by going like.
Yeah. And if you do bad later on, you can be like, hey, remember when I guessed Zach's name?
Exactly.
That guy sucked, though. Exactly. He was all by himself. He was such a fucking, he was just this hot dude sitting in the front. He just was waiting. And everybody felt like they were waiting for us to just address hot Zach in the front row. It was crazy.
He wasn't that hot, but whatever.
He was pretty fucking hot. That big ass watch, damn. I was all boned up.
Yeah, totally. Watches are so attractive. Whoops.
Oh, my God.
Didn't even notice.
Sorry, that. It's usually on my penis.
They wear them on their palms like that. That's nice.
That's like, this is what I do when I protect women. I just I fight them like this.
Oh, that's so hot.
And I go, what time also, is it? Knockout time.
Oh, also doesn't fit on your wrist.
It's actually fucking.
Whoa, it's loose. Oh,
shut up.
Shut up.
Just stop. Check this out. How's that look?
Pretty good.
Pretty sexy,
not
right?
Not like, no, Zach. I mean, Zach in the front. I mean, he really. He had
fuck Zach. All right? Enough with Zach. I just lose my mind. I'm sick of hearing about this Zach guy. Okay?
What Zach had that I have had? Harvard? Big guy on campus? Big guy on campus. Sick of hearing about it.
What's this fella Zach got? Yeah, no, it was a good show. For sure illegal, but I don't care.
I did a show recently where they were like, this is a perfectly socially distanced show, don't worry about it. I showed up and it was like, oh yeah, this is a gym where prison old convicts work out. And it's just a giant, no, it's not a giant room, a small room, no windows, and the door is a giant cell door. And cool. I was like, just jam-packed with people, no masks. I was like, this is insane. This is insane even for not COVID. This is wildly unsafe. This is crazy.
Yeah, what's the deal? Is, like, indoor comedy illegal now? Because what's going on?
Confused. What is going with that?
There's a bunch 25%. Of clubs. Oh, really?
I think so, yeah.
25%.
Do you have to have dinner? Like, food?
Yeah, I think so, too.
Oh, okay, so it's back
to... So, like, if, like, New York doesn't have food, then they can't open or something until whatever. I don't know.
I don't
I'm
know.
Doing a show at Eastville tonight, so we'll see how that goes.
I did have someone ask me to do an Eastville show, and I was like, I don't think I'm good for now.
Eastville's strange. It's a strange place. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, I don't like that the fucking ceilings don't have cover, so you just see, like, bars and shit, you know? It looks like an IKEA.
It feels like you're in a bathtub, like a big, like you're a tiny little person in a bathtub. Big tiles everywhere.
They just you should be in a bathtub. They get like one European couple that's super rich and you can't communicate with, and then like a bunch of like stragglers off the street. They're just like looking for a place to stay dry, and then like two comics. It's really weird. They have a weird audience.
Yeah.
And you like can't see anybody. It's so dark. It's very bizarre.
I'm very excited though
about
it.
I'll do anything there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so, so pumped to do it. Even though I don't know anybody or anything, I'm just going to be like alone, just writing in a fucking book.
It's going to be nice.
Like a true comic, you know?
Yeah, don't bother me. I'm working on my set.
Leather jacket with the collar up.
Has
anybody ever did anything about how women are different than guys?
Is there something there?
Does this have legs?
What was the last one? There was the comics that went up. I didn't recognize any of them. And all of them did entire 10-minute sets about how they were bombing. Like, their entire set was just being like, well, this is not fucking going well, is it? The entire time. And I was like, you haven't even launched in there. You didn't give anyone. Yeah. And it was like one after the other was like that. It was insane.
Speaking of my album.
In their defense, that has been most comedy since the pandemic has started, is talking about how you're bombing. whether you're on Zoom or outdoors or at a socially distant
show. It's very much Zoom. Very much. Yeah. Like, I have so many things where I'm like, if I'm on a Zoom show and I'm bombing, I'm just going like, hey, am I lagging here? Or?
Oh, my God.
Trust me, I hate it, too.
I did Stuart's Zoom show last night. That was really fun. Except for Princelle just fucking heckled everybody the entire time. And I was like, how do I mute this guy for the all of the audience? He would just go, you'd be like, hey, yeah, I had sex, something, something. And he'd be like, yes, yes, good, good. Oh, nice, nice. And you're like, what are you doing? Don't you know that when you do that in Zoom, it just goes to your screen and now it's just your face now?
Wait, Billy Princelle did something weird? That is so crazy.
I know.
They really got to take him back to the factory and have whoever made that robot fix him up a little bit.
That fucking automaton. I had a joke based on Billy where I literally call him an automaton. That's wild. Hmm. Isn't that crazy? I mean, that man is broken.
Yes.
Billy Princelle listeners. some just robots listening to podcasts going, they said his name. Yeah. They said
how
it.
Dare you? I am offended. I'm going to blog.
Turing test. They think he's a person. Yay.
this is for all the Chuck E. Cheese fucking guys with banjos.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Anyway, I do have to go, guys.
All right.
I have
to wrap it up. Get the fuck out of here.
All right, hey, listen to my album.
Yeah, plug yourself.
Talk about your album and whatever.
I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just saying, listen to the album.
Do the jokes on it.
You could say the name of it.
It's called Not Now More Than Ever. You could let me finish my sentence, okay. And I might have. You little twerping birds. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You little tweeting birds. Beep, 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 beep.
Plug your goddamn album, you cuck.
It's called Cuck. It's called Not Now More Than Ever. And it's on Spotify and everything, so please check it out, okay? If whatever, doesn't matter. I don't care. Nothing matters. Try to make
another joke.
You
guys, please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast.
All right.
Thank you.
See you.
Bye.
Bye. Flat bottom girls and you come by flat bottom.